the, I guess, the need to acclimate turf with overdoing it, perhaps, and letting turf cause some discomfort or even injuries in the buildup?
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, we've been very thoughtful since really we came on board as a staff and as a federation to try and make sure that every facility we've been training at, we have at our disposal, we have both turf and grass. And so we spent a lot of time on turf, getting the players acclimated to it. Obviously, with most of the NWSL teams, they're used to training and playing on turf, so they have familiarity there. But certainly, you know, preserving the body at times. So we've trained, we sort of backed off a little bit and trained, and we've really built up, you know, a good ability to sustain on turf. But it is different, and it will be hot up there. You know, my hope is that the surface will be watered, so it will not just cool it, but also lubricate the surface so it's fast to play on.